Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Jason Mackey, a lot to touch on here. The Pirates have lost six in a row. Jason was a great beat writer at the Post-Gazette, turned it into a columnist gig that he's doing a really good job with, and hosting shows here on The Fan as well. Your replacement on the beat, Jason, Noah Hyles, in a mailbag, innocuously said today, I think 2026 will be Paul Skene's final full year with the Pirates, and then all hell broke loose thereafter. So I will start by asking you, is that realistic? Do you actually think that that makes sense, that next year will actually be the last time we see Skene's in a Pirates uniform for 162 games?
I don't. No, I don't want to say anything that's critical of Noah because I like him a lot and he's a friend.
Why? I say critical things of Mueller I work with for 4 hours a day, and Crowley,
oh,
who's on the show.
I'm not you.
Well, is there like a code of ethics at the Post Gazette where you can't critique another guy's column or article?
Well, I just don't want to come out and say that I think it's completely stupid or anything. I just disagree with it.
Why? If you feel that way, then say it. I want you to be yourself here. I don't want you to pull punches. I want you to be authentic, Jason.
I know. I don't think he's good. Like, I think Paul Skene's is going to be here through the 2026 season. Absolutely. And Noah's saying that's the last full season. Like, I think they will continue with him. I think they're going to continue with him for at least two full seasons. Maybe unless the arbitration award gets gigantic, I still think they're going to be trying to pay that, as long as it's not like $30 million or something absurd. And maybe if this plan, you know, whatever they pivot off of what they're doing now, goes belly up, which is like two or three steps down the road, I don't see them moving off of Skene's that soon.
Gerrit Cole was a Pirate from 2013 through 2017. So that was basically 4.5 seasons in a Pirates uniform. Do you think Paul Skene's is over or under that?
Let me think about that for a second, Andrew. I mean, the absolute top end is 5.5. And it wouldn't surprise me if they went through 5 and they traded him the offseason going into that final year. That's always been my expectation. Unless something goes seriously awry, that they want to have him at least going into that final season. So I guess I would take the over in that case. I don't have any evidence to take the under.
If they were a better team right now, no, I did not order those drinks, miss. If they were a better team, she was trying to proposition me with Chardonnay there, T-Bird. I don't know if you noticed that. I probably should have said yes to it. But then
yeah,
maybe
why did you turn that down? What are you doing?
I know, and Mueller's not here, so I probably need it. So I lost my train of thought here because of this woman. No, here's what I was going to ask you. If they were a better team right now, would they feel better about approaching him, not about a $500 million extension, but eating up some of Skene's arbitration years and maybe a free agent year or two, Jason? Or is that a non-starter, even if they're good?
Yeah, it's not a non-starter if they're good. Like, I think that conversation could happen if they were good. The fact that they're bad, it makes it a non-starter. Like, from what I understand with Skene's camp, he has no interest in, like, he wants to win. You're not going to get an extension done if the Pirates aren't winning. That's step number one. Could they bridge the financial gap? Maybe. I do think, like, Skeens and his camp would be open to it. Like, if they were winning, that's obviously a very hypothetical world, and we're just talking about having a conversation. It's also a very difficult thing to bridge financially. If you look at the risk the Pirates are assuming, I understand why they might be hesitant on a deal like that. Like, you look at those deals buying out free agent years, very few of them involve pitchers for obvious reasons. I'm not saying it couldn't get done. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I'm not saying the Pirates shouldn't try. It's just, like, I understand the Pirates' motivations. I also understand Paul's motivations, which you obviously want to get paid and you want to win.
Keller did that, right?
Betting on himself. Yeah.
No, I mean, Keller did the thing where they signed an extension where they ate up some of those free agent years.
Yes, correct. Yeah, and I mean, he had, I would argue, Mitch had considerably less leverage than Paul. I mean, Paul's further out.
Yes, Paul Skeens, the greatest pitcher of all time, and Mitch is a middle-of-the-rotation starter.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't, like, what are the Pirates going to do, Pony? Buy out 1 year, 2 years? Like, is that worth assuming 5 years of risk at a considerable price?
I think so. If they were good, I would say yes, but they're not.
Well, if they were good, it's a different one, and it depends on what the price tag is. It depends on what the ask is, and I don't know what the ask would be, but it's a non-starter as long as they stink. I know that.
Austin Bechtold produced you, I think, on Monday.
Yep.
And I was talking to him afterwards, and he had the same interpretation of what you were saying on the air. He came away from listening to you and doing a show with you. He came away from it thinking that you're under the impression that Cherington is going to run the draft, run the trade deadline with handcuffs on, and then either in late August, early September, or in October when the season ends, he's going to be told his services are no longer needed. He said that was his interpretation of the way you were couching points and making points about the trade deadline. Is that fair?
Yes, it is. The way you were couching points, the way you were making points.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
way I heard
that,
and I thought the same thing. I said, yeah, I listened to Jason, and Austin, I think your read on this is correct.
I mean, my personal read, Andrew, is I don't understand what the heck they're doing. Like, if I would have nationals this thing, and you get rid of Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez, like, that's what the Pirates should have done. And so,
well, can I tell you one of the things I've heard as a rebuttal from them?
Go ahead. Yeah.
They think they've done well in the last two drafts. So they don't look at Cherington running this draft as, like, the end of the world. Because people love Connor Griffin, and people think Paul Skeens over Dylan Cruz was not a slam dunk, and Cherington made the right call. That's the rebuttal I got.
I can even somewhat go with you on that, Andrew, but then the comeback is always
You're not going with me. You're not going with me. You're going with what I'm getting from them.
Honestly, man, like, the bigger problem here is him running the trade deadline. Like, what if he makes some sort of Hail Mary trade? He hasn't been able to do it. I agree. The past two drafts have been fine. Connor Griffin, Paul Skeens, great. He also doesn't immediately run the draft. That was Joe Delacari, and then they switched to Justin Horowitz, and they've done things better. Great.
But he supervises it. You know, like, he ultimately puts his name on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, even if you want to say he runs the draft, but, like, how can you run the trade deadline? And then you look at this and say, he can't run the trade deadline. At least you don't have carte blanche to make any of these moves. And so to loop back to your original point, no, I don't expect him to take any big swings because it will really disrupt things. And I think when we get to the end of the season or through these things, you know, the trade deadline and whatever, that the Pirates view is part of the 2025 season. When you get on the other side of that, that's when I think they're going to act and do something with Cherington.
So just to make sure people heard that message, you think, I would call this educated speculation, that they are not going to let him take big swings at the deadline. They're going to let the next guy do that stuff.
I'm not reporting that as fact. I'm reporting that as,
I said educated speculation.
Sure, you can give it educated speculation, yes. That's fair.
All right, Jason, good talk. We'll do it again next week.
Enjoy your Chardonnay, buddy. Take care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.